Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, was it the greatest grand final we've ever seen? Then the AFL one, certainly not. And we spin the old iPhone roulette once again for the last time for 2015. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening, welcome, good morning to the final episode of Full Credit to the Boys for 2015. You can get us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast, myself, Adelaide Mailman, and with me, former legend at former_legend. Hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Still pumped.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, though. Okay.
Good week?
Yeah. It's getting warm, mate.
It is.
Seems like grand final day has become the first day of summer. Have you noticed?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's certainly the whole long weekend thing in New South Wales, of course. It definitely sort of signals that shift, that shift in attitude, the shift in spirits to the warmer months. Of course, your daylight saving helps in that regard, as you know.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I've noticed on Twitter the same people whinging about how cold it was in winter are also the ones that whinge about how hot it is in summer.
Oh, yeah. Can't be pleased. Fair dinkum. Well, there we go. That beautiful, wonderful tune for the last time for 2015.
We paid the last installment on that.
That was up to your, that was your responsibility.
Eesh, Clive, something.
The NRL Grand Final result. Do we need to repeat it? Yes, we do, because it was awesome. 17-16, Cowboys over the Broncos. The Thurston fairy tale is complete if you read the newspapers. Origin winner, Dally M winner, Clive Churchill medal winner. We'll get to that one in a sec as well. Grand final ring bearer and definite future immortal.
Possibly going to win The Voice next year too.
Yes, quite possible. Where do we start? Was it the best game you saw this year?
If it wasn't, it was certainly in the top three.
Yeah.
I think I guess because of how much it meant.
The magnitude of it. That's absolutely right. The gravity of it was huge, so that those moments were all magnified.
Yeah.
But I was there. It was one of the most incredible moments, just because of the seesaw of it. It was they were down and out.
Oh, they were gone.
Thurston was running backwards. He was more chance of scoring at his own defensive try line.
Yeah.
Than he was on the attacking one.
I don't know. He's just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like he took a bomb at one stage.
He cleaned
up a grubber at one stage.
Yes.
Those little things that aren't. They aren't game-changing things by any stretch of the imagination, but it always seems to be him. You know, he's there. He's there all the time.
To that end, was he Clive Churchill medalist?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
No, I think that's a romantic story.
It was a very emotional call.
Yeah.
It was like, I think I tweeted this, it was like Sam Burgess last year.
Mm.
And it was kind of like Daly Cherry Evans the year before, where he got it in a losing side, but then the question was, if not Cherry Evans, then who?
Yeah. Everyone hates that losing side thing, I think.
They do.
But I
do believe that Milford was the best player
Milford
on the park.
Milford was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Milford was very good. Tamo was very good.
Yeah.
Granville, I called it early. If he'd stayed on the park longer, shoo-in.
I thought Morgan was good. So I thought Coote was very good too.
Yeah. He wasn't overly incisive.
No, and no one was except for Milford, in my opinion. But again, that whole losing, you know, it's like kissing your sister, going up and picking up that medal.
I'll have to take your word for that one. But yeah, but that try right at the death, as Morgan flicked it out, I was at the opposite end of the ground. I could see it perfectly clearly, but I put my head down thinking that it had gone straight out over touch because I couldn't see felt there.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And then I was the person I was there with. He scored, and then the stadium just erupted. It just erupted. The siren went as he put the ball down.
Unbelievable, yeah.
It could not have been more perfect.
Yeah.
And then the eternity that Thurston took, and I said, the longer he goes, the less chance he's gonna kick it.
Geez, he didn't hit it real good either.
No, I wonder if that was a ploy. He was just gonna keep it low and straight.
I don't know. He hasn't been kicking well. He's been kicking horribly.
He missed one for about...
I'd like to see the stats over the semis. Apparently his hammies are a bit tight. and that was part of the reason that he can't kick through the ball as well.
Yeah, he's been stabbing at it.
Yeah, sort of and it was like a bit of a, for want of a better term, if he played golf, it was a bit of a slap instead of an actual hit through the ball.
Yes, again, I'll have to take your word for that.
Yeah, so, yeah, look, but even that, you could see what was still going to happen. You could still see how it was all going to unfold.
Yeah, absolutely.
For some reason, yeah. What about Golden Point? What do you think?
I mean, Bennett's coming out. It made for quite an incredible game. Mm. That said, it didn't have to have been Golden Point for them to continue playing. They could have done the 5 each way or the 10 each way to try to get the result.
So what's your thoughts?
Like in football, because that's what they do in football. They play 15 each way.
Do you think it's the right way to end a grand final?
Yes, until people started to talk about it, and then I had doubt thrown in my mind.
I'll say one thing for Wayne Bennett. People are saying, oh, he's a bad loser and everything.
Oh, he's always been against it.
Wayne Bennett, he is absolutely. He's never wavered from the, you know, it's a shit way to decide.
Even when they've won in Golden Point, he's sort of
not been happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably been less unhappy, let's face it. But I don't agree with a replay. No way in the world.
No. Although, wow, what a financial boon it would have been for New South Wales.
Yeah, financial boon for New South Wales, financial burden for fans.
Yeah, yeah, but they'll just keep milking the cow.
Yeah.
What about...
Because you got to remember that everyone came from interstate, really, let's face it.
Yeah.
There would have been a lot of corporate tickets to that second grand final.
Now, it was either 28 or 38,000 tickets were sold interstate.
Is that right?
Yeah. What about... let's talk about Ben Hunt.
Poor bastard.
Yeah.
That last 5 minutes or so, I've got to say, he didn't have a wonderful night. He got caught a few times trying on the fifth tackle play, trying to get it to that left edge to try to bluff the defence. But then the spear tackle, getting stripped, and then, of course, the drop.
I don't know whether you noticed, Cooper spent all night running at him. And I think it was a deliberate ploy to try and tire him out. Now, he never missed a tackle that I can remember, but he was definitely knackered.
I got on Gavin Cooper to score a try. Not the first try, not the last try, just a try. Is it too much to ask? Didn't happen.
What about I got the Churchill Medal winner, but I had Kahu for first try scorer. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Your mate Justin Hodges goes out with a loss.
Yes. I've got to say I've softened to him in the last sort of 12 to 18 months. I don't know why. I don't know what has happened.
It's
or
interesting.
What's maybe he's just not been as much of a douche.
Yeah.
Maybe his douchery has faded a little.
I was looking for a little bit of grubbery to end the NDC. NDC's,
he just had a
career.
Very quiet game all around.
He's very quiet, yeah. I mean, injured from all reports.
Yeah, I wonder if that was the reason or if just because they didn't seem to have a lot of play over on that right edge for the Broncos.
I think they had a plan and that wasn't on that side of the field.
Playing him in a dinner suit.
So with all that in mind, the pre-game entertainment, Cole Chisel.
Awesome.
Tremendous, wasn't it?
And they finished with Bo River. I was like, I feel like this is going to be the Barnsley show and I don't reckon Barnsley would like for them to finish on a non-Barnsley song.
Mm.
But they did. Mossy stepped up.
Interesting, yeah.
Bo River, it was awesome.
Compared to the AFL Grand Final overall, the whole day was, first of all, any sport is better at night. There's the first thing.
It is, but I prefer a 3 o'clock Grand Final.
No, well, you're the one.
Yeah.
Second of all, the pre-game entertainment.
Actually, you know what? I'll correct that. I prefer a 3 p.m. Grand Final if I'm watching at home. If I'm watching it at a friend's house, a barbecue or whatever.
I get you, yeah.
But for the game, yeah, I mean, it worked.
Yeah, and if you look at the whole day, the pre-game entertainment, we had Chisel, they had some bloke from Rudy Hill RSL they'd just picked up.
Yeah.
Brian Adams, no one's heard of him for about 5 years, if that, maybe.
I do like Brian Adams.
Yeah, again, you're the one.
But no Cole Chisel.
No. And if you look at the figures, 4.4 million people watch the NRL. 3.9, watch the AFL.
Yeah. I wonder if some AFL purists would counter that with that they sold their grand final out X amount of weeks or months beforehand or...
Yeah,
I don't know, I'm just playing devil's advocate there.
Hollow comment.
Yeah.
Did you see my little Twitter war with some bloke? Because I wrote something about how great rugby league is And some bloke wrote back and said, 1 million people watched that game. 100 million people watched the Rugby Union World Cup.
Yeah. Righto.
I said, well, shouldn't we be comparing the Shoot Shield to the Rugby League?
Yeah.
All right, so AFL.
Yeah, AFL Grand Final. Yeah, it happened. Champion team, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But, I'm not entirely excited by that game on the weekend.
They blew them away. They blew them away early.
It was just kind of like last year's Grand Final.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they started like...
Like there was about a 5 to 7 minute period where you're like, yeah, this could happen. But then there actually, no, in West Coast defense, there was a period, I think in the third quarter, or maybe even early in the fourth, but where they had a chance to kick a couple, they missed the couple that they should have got, and then Hawthorn got one up the other end. So it was essentially, what, an 18-point turnaround. And those 12 points would have brought them within 6 or 8 or something like that. So,
if your mum had balls.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Hawthorn, for this whole age of salary caps and everything else in both competitions, extraordinary.
Yes.
To be up so high for so long.
Does that mean the draft isn't working?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Because people say, oh, give them a chance, they're only just in the comp this year. Well, yes, but the draft from 3 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Or 4 years ago or 5 years ago or... You know, shouldn't there be a new era?
Well, you would think so. And that's why rugby league doesn't seem to have many repeat winners. And for the Hawks to go out and win 8 by 8 goals again this year says that either they're extraordinary or their system isn't working so well.
Yeah. You know what I noticed? I looked back at the game today, and when they were doing their, you know, where they stand with the trophy and, you know, they all stick the fingers up for how many numbers of time they won the premiership and all that. Some of the boys were doing 3 and some of them were doing 4.
Were they?
And I was like, yes, you've played in 4 grand finals, but you lost that first one. So why would you be parading
it? Is it 4 from the last 5 they've won?
Well, they've won 3 in a row.
Yeah.
They lost to Sydney in 2012.
And the year before they won.
Year before that, 2011. I can't even remember who the grand final was. No, I'm thinking it was someone else. I feel like we could get tweeted about that.
Can't think who.
Again,
it would
we
be.
Could Google it, but there you go.
But the funny thing is that they're already installed as $4 favourites for next year.
That's pretty standard though, isn't it? That's the Cowboys would be something similar, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But
I like the Bronx for next year in the league.
There's no reason not to. It's hardly like they were disgraced.
Talking to Ben Teo apparently today.
Yes. Because apparently he's not going back to South. It's a Bronco thing.
Yeah, I heard it was a Titans thing a while ago.
Yeah.
There
you go. Geelong beat Collingwood 2011.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah. Not that good, Hawthorn.
No.
Please.
No.
It's just ridiculous.
They might be getting ahead of themselves. It might be 4 next year.
Maybe.
Mm.
AFL Grand Final. I had an eye on it during the day.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, mate. And I love sport, so I watch it. And I don't mind a bit of AFL. I don't watch it all the time. I just couldn't get into that game. I think by the time I looked at it, it was blown out anyway. So,
our third item on the news this week: Jared Hayne didn't do too much this weekend. I didn't see a single second of it this week, unfortunately.
I watched it,
I'm just going off news reports for this and Clive's notes. But he did more than his team, the 49ers, who are being described as woeful and in real trouble. Does that sound like another club he's played for before?
I wonder if their board's any better.
I wonder if he chose the 49ers because he just wanted that nice, like, below-average mediocrity.
Or do you think that he'll
suckery.
Go to... Do you think he'll repeat history and go to Woolies on one of their game days?
When he's not playing? Yeah. I thought it was Coles.
No, it was Woolies.
Okay, righto. Yeah. Not IGA. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
No, he's not. IGA, no, he's not that. No, that's a little too grassroots.
Certainly grassroots-y. Not a Liquorland man, I wouldn't imagine.
Definitely not. Not got anything more to say about this, Jared Hayne?
Nah. I mean, it's probably the best story of the year, but...
Latest chapter, though, isn't
it? Yeah, nah.
This is just like one of those chapters where you're like, really, that was a whole chapter?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go to bed now.
It's pretty consistent with what I was told last week. They're no good. And as the year goes on and the egos are a little bit less damaged from the big stars, he'll get more and more game time.
Fair enough. The Wallabies exacted some Ashes revenge on the Poms and also a bit of revenge from the 2003 World Cup, I suppose.
Well,
not that there's probably anyone playing still from maybe Giddo. No, I don't think he was playing then.
Yeah.
But
Isn't Wilkinson playing somewhere? He'd be playing somewhere. He's about 19 still playing.
So the Wallabies have knocked the Poms out of their own Rugby World Cup. They basically said you kicked them out of home.
A lovely story.
It is. The Fleet Street journos do what they do best, and that is feasting on themselves. I can't feel sorry for them.
No.
Did you see them do the Huck Arena before the World Cup?
No, I don't know
about
this.
The England World Cup squad. Like, they lined up as if, all in full kit and that, as if they were going to do the Haka.
Right.
And then they just started doing the Muck Arena.
Eh.
And
why?
They've now fallen out of their own World Cup. And yeah. New Zealand are still well in.
Maybe they should have been doing some ball work that day or something.
I think it's something you do afterwards. But then you probably wouldn't even do it then, to be honest. So, sucked in, England.
Mm.
Anything else?
Nah, not really. I mean, there was something. Have you been paying attention?
No, because I can't. I've got a very low attention span.
Okay, well, yeah. There was just something last night from Ed Cavalier about the England World Cup's on. What is it good for? And he said a cure to insomnia. But
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, final episode for 2015. It seems... seems rude if we didn't do something like an iPhone roulette, right?
Okay.
Are we going to...
Whose phone? Whose phone?
You know, I did the first few. You can do it. All also, right. I'm low on credit. So. And yes, it's 2015. We should be on some sort of cap plan, but...
there's got to be something.
Whatever. My 5110 doesn't do too much. So, without any further ado, we're going to spin the phone.
Ready?
Ready?
Go.
Go.
Timely.
Are you going to dial?
Yeah. Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Hello.
David Reynolds.
Yeah.
David Reynolds, this is former legend and late mailman from Full Credit to the Boys. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, boys. How you going?
Good, good, good. Pretty timely we call you this time of the year, mate. Bathurst coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this is our biggest race of the year.
So just before we'll get a few bit of housekeeping in order. You can follow David on Twitter at Dafford Reynolds. Now, Dave, before we go on, what's the Dafford about, mate?
You Welsh?
Well, have you seen Little Britain?
Oh yeah.
So you're the only gay in the village.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey.
My cousin gave me that nickname like ages ago, and it's just stuck. So,
that's
pretty funny, though, doesn't it?
It's good. It's good. It's good. I had other visions, but anyway, we'll run with that. So, for those playing at home, Dave drives for the Bottle Air Racing Ford V8 team. Currently sits third in the championship. Well done, mate.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can I just who did all your research? You don't know anything about V8s, and now you're pretending to be all chummy with David Reynolds.
No, Clive's done a fair bit of digging. And you're a push bike rider.
Yeah, I try and do everything. Like, I used to do triathlons. I still kind of do some. I was going to do this year, but my manager's getting married on the same day, so I can't do it anymore.
Right. What
yeah,
a prick.
I've done a half Ironman in Canberra. Yeah, I want to do a full Ironman.
Okay, and you're obviously the partner of model Tan Lu, is that right?
Yeah, try hard model.
Yeah.
So hang on. So you're a race car driver. You're like a budding triathlete. You're going out with a model, albeit a try hard model. Your words, not mine. And you're sponsored by a bottle shop. You must be the most hated man in Australia, right?
Oh no, yeah.
Probably. there's still Tony Abbott, I suppose.
Yeah, there's still a few other blokes that would rather punch out. Justin Bieber's one of them, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, stand in line, son. Stand in line.
Yeah.
Hey,
with all the training stuff, yeah, like I've done triathlons for 10 years, but lately I've been getting into Muay Thai boxing.
Ah, Jesus.
Man, I am, like, really in love with that sport. I think it's the coolest sport ever. Like, UFC and Muay Thai, kickbox, unreal.
Yeah, good one, good one. Hey,
is that in case you ever have a scrap with Scafie on the track? Because I've seen he can get pretty angry. The old waving of the fist.
In the pub before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Over in America. Yeah. So the Bathurst 1000 is coming up this weekend, Dave.
Yeah.
And so a lot of punters have been warming up by knocking back 20 or 30 beers a day just to get into the spirit of things.
I think it's 24. I think it's one carton per person per day. Yeah.
They've restricted it one.
That's right. Yes.
Per day.
Yeah, so do you do anything to prepare for the race?
Not so much, but generally we watch the race from the year before, and last year's race was 7.5 hours, and I watched it twice in the last week, so that's 15 hours of sitting in front of the TV watching it.
And you guys were leading at one stage, is that right?
Well, we started basically on the back row, second last, and by about lap 119, when the car actually failed, we were second.
Okay.
We were the effective leader from the pit stop strategy and stuff. So, me and little Dean Cando were doing a good job. Didn't come through, which is kind of standard.
Mate, in our research today, we found out in preparation for the 1976 Japanese Grand Prix, James Hunt shagged 33 stewardesses before a race. Is there anyone in the paddock that might be doing that sort of preparation, you reckon?
That is fucking amazing.
And
you wouldn't do 33, would you?
33 in the 2 weeks leading up to the Japanese Grand Prix.
I was going to say, it depends what you define as preparation. Does that mean a year or what? But 2 weeks?
2 weeks. They reckon he's knocked off 5,000 Sheilas. But anyway, there you go.
Is he really? Yeah. I actually met his son this year, Freddie Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Because James
is,
he died a long time ago, I think.
James, okay. Hey,
James was one of my idols growing up.
Well, understandably.
I've got a big poster of him at my house with a cigarette, a beer, and a good girl. Like, it just looks like life complete.
Are those days gone, Dave, or...?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like, they're sort of kind of still around. Like, people still obviously party and stuff after the races. Like Darwin, Townsville, like all the long distance races. If we go overseas and stuff, there's always really good parties that happen afterwards. But not as crazy what they used to be. But I think I'm born 30 years too late.
Hey,
me too,
Dave.
I was trying to keep the flag going, and no one wanted to keep the flag coming.
Hey, Dave.
Running naked through the quad, like in anchor, whatever.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Bring your green hat, Dave, and your green car. Hey, you guys do a lap of Bathurst, which is what, 6.12 k's or 6.2 k's or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, just mildly close to that. Yeah, in about 2 minutes 6 seconds.
Two minutes five, 2 minutes 6, 2 minutes 7. Yeah.
So to give our listeners an idea, former legend over here has himself. A Camira. How fast do you reckon you could do a lap of Bathurst in a Camira?
What, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I reckon I could break maybe 3.5 minutes.
It's probably a 4-speed, right?
It's the 84. Are you fucking serious?
is it a column shift or?
Oh, no. It's on the floor.
I think it's four on the floor. And there's a reason they don't exist anymore.
Hey,
you have economy scale on it, like economy dial.
Mate, there's not a whole heap that actually works in there from factory. Oh, really? Let me tell you. Hey,
we actually got a Camaro one day. This is when I was about in year six, and we took it to my mate's farm. We crashed into every tree, and we blew it up at the end. we shot the windows out.
Yeah, that's the one I've got. That's the one I've got.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't think it's still around. We burnt it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Hey, Whisperer is going around. That you're going to Holden next year. You want to do us a favour and just announce it here on the show today and just do a bit of a solid, or...?
Mate, I'd love to, but I actually don't know what's going on myself.
Ah, well, maybe we'll, Mercedes. Because if you go to Holden, we could be Camira Brothers or something.
Camira Brothers.
I've
got more chance to work out the stock market than I do in my own contract, so.
Oh, okay.
I've spent some long nights in Bathurst, Dave, I can tell you that much, mate, and I'm sure you have too. I've seen some people drive real quick down Conrad Straight and not on race day.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a mate driving a 95 VS SS Commodore that was a former police car with the chip in it and all that sort of stuff. He got up to 206 down Conrad, which is not bad for a street car.
Not bad.
What speed do you guys think you're going to top out on down Conrod this weekend?
Well, usually, you know, it's about 295, I think the speed is.
Oh, yeah.
It obviously depends on how the car reads it, you know, the data systems, and that. It can't be exactly accurate, I don't think. But this year they've actually changed the drop gear, which is one of the, you know, the ratio numbers in the transmission. And they would like to see us over 300 this weekend.
Wait, so do you mean you're not watching the speedo as you're driving down going, come on, come on, come on?
So that's,
I wish, no, not at all.
Over 300, that's actually just about as fast as an empty cab on the way to Sydney Airport on a Sunday morning.
Really? You got a good cab driver, man.
Oh, yeah, only when they're empty. When they're full, they do about 30. Or I think P-platers on Parramatta Road do about the same speed too.
That's probably not a good thing.
Hey, every time you've made the top step of the podium, you've done some pretty crazy shit. You've dropped pot plants from the stage. You've drunk champagne from your boot. What's next?
It's done, Shuey.
Yeah. What's next?
Mate, the best thing I've ever done, no one ever talks about it. There used to be a guy who was like the Armorall guy. Do you remember him? He was
Armorall
mascot.
Yeah, right.
And he used to carry around this like shield and hammer. And when we won Gold Coast 600 back in 2013. When they got us on the podium, I went and stole his hammer and smacked Ian Cando, my co-driver, in the nuts. I doubled him over on the podium. It was hilarious.
So we've got a couple of ideas that you might be able to do. What about if you get up on the podium this weekend, you do it in your undies?
Well, mate, anything's possible. Honestly, it's like being drunk up there. When you win a race, it's like you get really happy and like you kind of... you become a different person, I think.
or you could pick up the trophy like a guitar and smash it like Jimi Hendrix on stage.
Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah.
Do the John McEnroe smash the trophy. Yeah. Award. Yeah. No, in 2010, when I was co-driving Will Davison, I told everyone if we make the podium, I would go naked. We didn't make the podium that year. And everyone still asks me, when are you going to get naked on the podium? So either, you know... People don't forget, obviously, or they just want to see me naked on the podium.
I hope it's not one of those cold Bathurst days.
I don't think so. But I heard, like, Ant West, he was a motorbike rider, and he went naked when he won a race.
Did he?
Job, so, yeah, I think so.
You know, you realise if you took your clothes off at Bathurst and put them down for any second, they'd be up the top of the mount and lit up before you knew it. Just like the mattresses at the end of the race.
Just by all the opposing fans, yeah.
Have you heard the one about the girl who was... She was moving house and she stopped by Bathurst for the weekend and she stalled her car up the top of the mountain. It had all her worldly possessions in it and before she knew it, it was on fire.
I have heard that, yes.
Poor girl.
Wait, it's an animal house up there.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, it is.
Hey, Dave, we do this thing on our show whenever we've got a guest on called the Set of Six. And
what, the Set of Six?
Yeah, it's pretty much seven questions. And so we'll start.
But it's six questions, isn't it?
Yeah, but look, it's a rugby league thing because referees can't count to six; they usually get to seven. So, we'll start number one. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Who is the most famous person in my phone?
Yeah.
Should I go through it?
Oh, if you want, if you got time.
Have you got that many famous people in there? Wow.
I don't.
Don't say Rove McManus.
Rove, no way.
Don't say Bieber either.
Who's the most famous person? I'll probably mark Billy Brownless. He's quite famous.
Oh, Billy.
That'll do. What's the best...
Billy's a legend.
What's the best sledge you've ever heard?
The best sledge?
Yeah, or read or seen or heard of.
Has anyone given it to you? Absolutely given it to you on social media?
Oh, all the time, probably.
So just in so the best sledge you've ever heard is in your notifications panel on Twitter.
It's always indirectly because they always comment on my girlfriend's like Instagram page and tell them there was back when she first got her big brother, one bloke wrote. Don't worry, David, she'll dump you soon for an AFL goon.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, there's been hundreds of them, man. I don't know. There's too many.
What's your pizza and beer of choice?
Pizza and beer?
Yeah.
My favourite beer... depends, obviously, what you know, the time of the month it is.
What Bottle-O special is on that week?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly, what Bottle-O special. But I really like Steam Ales from Mountain Goat.
Wow.
We've got nothing on that.
Have you heard of them before?
Nah. We'll give them a crack.
Mark Skate's favourite beer is Blue Tongue beer, I know that.
They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I know. He's devastated. Suicidal,
apparently. And what about pizza?
Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian.
Yeah, Hawaiian will do. That'll do. What about your celebrity crush or your free pass if, as your missus, giving you one of them?
Who could it be?
Maybe Gretel from Big Brother.
Sonny Kruger. No, not really. I don't really know. To be honest, I've never really thought about it.
Never.
Well, you wouldn't have to, I suppose.
Well, I don't know. I always get yelled at for thinking bad things, apparently. Like girls, they can almost read your mind.
Yeah, it's true. They can. Okay, all right. You know what? In case...
probably Megan... what's her name? Megan Fox.
Okay. I thought when you said hang on, then you were going to go ask permission and say, can I tell the boys?
I was
going to
ask, can I be a
bloke? Hey, what's the sporting event on your bucket list? What do you want to go to?
Sporting event?
Yeah.
Like worldwide?
Yeah, anywhere. Anywhere.
Anywhere. Probably Le Mans 24
Hour. Yeah,
me.
Nice.
And the final 24 hours of your life, what do you definitely do? What's the one thing you'll do?
The one thing I do?
Yeah, say you've got 24 hours to live. What's the one thing you would do?
What's all these with these, like, real...
Yeah, I know, they're a bit morbid, aren't they? Bucket list, kick the bucket.
They're a bit morbid, aren't they? What are you going to do when you're going to die? What's my last 24 hours look like? I don't really know.
Maybe a Hawaiian pizza and some odd beer we've never heard of.
Odd beer? Never heard of Steam Ale. Mountain Goat beer. Mate. It'd be a Victorian thing.
Have you heard of KB?
KB beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Cold gold. Bathurst love it, mate.
Cold gold, yeah.
You can still get it at the Dudley Hotel in Bathurst. You go tell them. okay, we'll let that one go then. What about your karaoke song?
No, you've
got
to give me time to think. I'm not that witty right now.
Mate, surely...
What would I do in my last 24 hours? Can it be illegal?
Yeah, of course.
It can be.
Yeah.
I would go on the biggest high-speed chase ever.
There you go.
Yes. Just do a Nullarbor chase. That'd be about 24 hours,
it'd
wouldn't
be
it?
Like it'd be the gunball.
Thelma and Louise or something.
Nice. And your final one in set of six, what's your karaoke song of choice?
My karaoke song of choice?
Yeah.
Dude, you got me stumped here. The kid of, what is it? Go West, Wishful Thinking?
It wouldn't be Bieber. Wishful thinking. Yeah. Good one.
I'm the kid of wishful thinking. Yeah, that's
me. Wow. I hope you sound better than that when you do it.
Oh, dude, I can't sing.
Everyone can sing drunk.
I'm a rock star and I can't even sing.
Hey, we'll do a quick word recognition. We'll say a word. You give us your immediate reaction to the word, all right?
Does it have to be clean or can it be
mate.
Immediate
reaction.
The dirtier
the better. The dirtier the better.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, okay. Bathurst.
Race. <That's
shit. laughs> Great start. Dean Cantor.
Bald.
Big Brother.
Dickhead.
Mark Scaife.
Legend.
Lycra.
Kinda gay.
Garth Tander.
The accountant.
Is he a bit of a wanker or what?
Mate, he's actually not a bad guy.
Okay. That's a bit soft.
He's a good person. He's a good personality, but he just drives like a dickhead on the track sometimes.
Ayrton Senna.
Now he's a legend.
Okay, Formula One.
Boring this year.
Yeah, good. And Holden Kamara's.
Shit.
Yeah, nice. Look, before we let you go, Dave, just got one more thing for you. Have you heard the Viv Richards story? Do you want to hear the Viv Richards story?
Yeah, I do want to hear the Viv Richards story.
Well, that's the only reason you came on, isn't it? It's our final...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. I should call it the Sir Viv Richards story, particularly after this one. All right, so we're harking back to the halcyon days of West Indies cricket here, the 1980s. You know, the glut of fast bowlers that they had, and just the all conquering team. And they were on tour in Australia, and every day was a party with the Windies. And they were touring around the country, and they had a bunch of media pack following them around. Anyway, they were out one night in Sydney, and a bunch of the boys were on the piss, and Gordon Greenidge and Viv Richards met this young...
I said I don't like cricket, oh no, I love it, I don't like cricket, no, no, I love it.
Yeah.
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 Very true.
100%
true. Yeah, 100%.
And don't worry, there'll be no mention of the name once we've done editing this as well.
Oh, really? Okay. I've probably got many stories like that too.
You want to swap one?
No, okay. Right.
Yeah, let's just leave it there.
I've actually just thought of a really funny sledge.
Yeah, okay. Tell us.
When Les Small, who was like an old school engineer of the Bathurst era, like 80s and 70s and stuff.
Right.
He was looking after Alan Grice's car, and Alan Grice came in from a practice session. It was thundering down pit lane, and he's pulled up, and Les Small's popped his head in the window, and Alan goes, "Hey Les, how can I go faster?" And Les Small just said, "The best thing you could do, Alan, is go up pit lane and turn left." Because, when you go up pit lane, the track turns left.
Yeah.
Doing a shit job.
Hey,
that's a lot more funny when you're about 10 cans in.
You're paying $15 to win Bathurst for all
that. That's not a bad bet.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good bet, yeah.
But in the bad news stakes, things got harder because we both backed you this afternoon. So you're probably blowing out to about 30 now because you're carrying us. Hey, and just finally, Dave, if you do crack the podium, is there any chance you could drop a full credit to the boys while you're up there in your victory speech?
Have you got like a special symbol?
No, but if you just say
full... Hey, I will say full credit to the boys.
All right.
Yeah, you will.
I've said that before.
Have you?
Yeah, in some interviews.
All right, well, we're going to find that. All right, Dave Reynolds, thank you very, very much. Good luck this weekend, mate. Stay safe. Get at home. Get up there nude and drop a full credit to the boys, and you've ticked every box.
Mate, that would be awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Twitter challenge time. This is where we get, basically, we've had a fruitless challenge. Let's face it. It's been pretty
Dry.
Shit, to be honest.
Very dry, yeah.
A challenge where we've got a celebrity that we gave to one another that we have to try to get a reply and a follow from on Twitter. Like I said, shit house. Mm. I gave Nick Kyrgios to former legend.
Yeah.
He gave me Hugh Jackman. Both batting duck eggs.
Oh, badly.
This week, Nick Kyrgios, how'd you go?
Well, what I did is I went through a few of his retweets lately to see what he does and doesn't do.
Stalking?
Yeah. Well, no, I'd call that research.
Okay.
Cyber
stalking.
Yeah. So someone rapped him on how many retweets he gives to different people compared to other people.
Oh, how charitable.
So that was about...
You clicked a button.
4 or 5 weeks ago. So I thought, I might run with that. So I wrote... Nick Kyrgios, current number 37 on the ATP rankings, number one player on Twitter. Hashtag strong Twitter game. Hashtag NK Rising.
You got something on your nose, mate.
Yeah, it's shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
And with that sort of that level of piss poorness, that's exactly what I got back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I don't even think I got a retweet or nothing on that one. Nothing.
Yeah. Not one of your better ones,
nah.
If I'm being honest. I feel like I can be honest.
I'm still trying to be that guy that's giving him a cuddle and saying everything's going to
be
right.
Yeah, but at what point are you going to strike and, like, change tact?
Ooh.
Well, because this is our last episode.
I'm going to have to look over. It's going to be a strong off season. That's what it's going
to
be.
To that end, my one this week, Real Hugh Jackman, I just tweeted him earlier this afternoon and said, at Real Hugh Jackman, I give up.
Ah.
Speaking
of strong off season.
Yeah, to which at Roe McDonald said, what about Golden Point or extra time? Hashtag Thurston. got a few favourites. I bet you. No, I don't, because he just won't. I was going to say, I bet you this is the day that I get something, but let's face it, he's not going to.
Nah.
He's just going to think I'm some, you know, homosexual admirer.
Well, especially if his media person sees that as your first ever tweet to him, maybe just overlooked the first few, three or four.
Yeah.
And thinks, what's that all about?
3,000 or 4,000.
Oh, really?
I tweet him most moments.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how's that worked out?
I love him. Not well.
The AVOs that kicked in.
I don't really love him. Let's just put that on the record. I just wanted to do a bit of theatrics.
Yeah, I still think your link there's the Gus Wallen thing. Somehow.
Didn't work.
Yeah, we only tried that once.
Yeah, once bitten.
Yeah, all right.
Weekly Full Credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we go through Twitter, find an amateur that we like and a celebrity that we like, something that they've done, some written word that we appreciate. How'd you go with your amateur this week?
Mine was written straight after when Hunt spear tackled not Kyle Felt. Who's the other one?
Kane Linnett, yeah.
And Juan Farcall is the bloke I followed. And I really like his stuff usually. And he wrote, gee, Hunt speared his team's best player. Because at the time, Kane Linnett was having an absolute barrier, well, including funny, dogging a try.
Funny you should say that, because my amateur this week is, and stand by while I find it, a guy called Luke J83 tweeted me a few days ago and said, I believe that one Dylan Farrell could be your new ready. Definite potential rocks and diamonds, and at times has dicks for fingers.
that's a tick in every box.
I thought that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Then he replied to his own tweet.
That's always a dangerous tweet.
On grand final night, and wrote, I stand corrected. Kane Linnett has it wrapped up. So they're my amateur tweets of the week, and they've actually taken place in my celebrity, because I'm disappointed in the celebrities this week. Nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot around.
So I did two from Luke J83 to account for that.
Although my celebrity tweet certainly rocked the boat, put a little bit of a ripple in the ocean.
Yes.
My celebrity this week is the New South Wales Rugby League official Twitter.
Oh, I think I know where this is going. And, or do I?
And only moments after I wrote on Twitter that at halftime I was going to have a look at YouPorn, moments later, New South Wales Rugby League retweeted a spit roast pic from Pornhub.
Oh, when you said spit roast, I thought, you know, grand final day.
I'm not talking about get a keg and spit roast. Well, maybe I am. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about from Pornhub. And then it quickly disappeared with a claim of being hacked.
Yeah, so 5 minutes later, it had disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
They tweeted, sorry about that one, we've been hacked.
Yeah.
They'd also blocked every person who had brought it to their attention.
Well, just in case you want to know, I think I sent it to you. I screenshotted it.
Yes.
And said, someone's going to be in trouble.
Yeah. But fair dinkum, people who tweeted them and were like, not sure that was supposed to come from your account, that they then blocked these people.
Why would they do that? What's that going to achieve?
Maybe because they think that they won't, like, their replies won't be seen after they've deleted it. You know what?
By their followers.
Yeah, but then
the only person who won't see it is them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's head in the sand stuff, that is.
Yeah, it is, but I think that's probably a panic thing.
Oh, I wonder that.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe that they were hacked. But
no.
Anyway, I'd say it's a case of someone having several Twitter accounts on their phone,
and for some reason retweeting. They didn't realize.
Well, yeah. What's their normal account that they were thinking they were retweeting from?
I've got one bloke that puts out a bunch of porn, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's him. That's interesting.
Ron, it is, isn't it?
No, I won't say his name. But
okay. Boy Sack Mail and Feedback Time. What a fitting way to for our final one for the year. Grand final. Cowboys have just won. Yeah. Suddenly.
And we've been a bit dry on the
Our notifications
credits, we?
Went berserk on Twitter because, and this is just, there was one tweet that I got from someone and it said, I did have the tweet but I've lost it. It said, Jason Toowoomba drops a huge full credit to the boys on the grand final coverage. And I was like, Jason Toowoomba,
yeah.
Queensland, albeit South Queensland, but Jason Taumalolo, clearly yeah. they were referring to. Not only did he drop a full credit to the boys, but he also full credited his opponents as well. Let's have a listen.
There was nothing between the both teams, and you know, full credit to Brisbane. You know, they played the 80-minute game, you know, and they're just unfortunate to come out short, you know. But full credit to the boys, you know, we had a lot of belief in each other, and you know, for the moment, you know, Fowdy scored that try. I think we went up a gear, and you know, finally brought it home.
So when he said the Broncos won, I thought. Well, that's good. We'll put that one on.
I can honestly say the same thing.
But then he went one further. That's not bad. And just gave us the nice verbatim, full credit to the boys to put a nice full stop on season 2015.
And it's been a dry spell, so what a way to finish.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had some quick out of the box. Warrior Hargreaves and Watmo both just stormed out of the box yes. earlier in the year. Yeah. Then they both had season-ending injuries.
Yeah, which hurt.
Which hurt not only their clubs, but also, well, us.
Yeah.
So that was something. But yeah, well done, Jason Taumalolo. I wouldn't have thought he'd have been the one to go through. Well, that's about it for 2015.
Yeah, let's do a few thank
that's
yous.
That's huge. Yeah, let's do a couple of shout-outs to our guests we've had during the year. Yvonne Sampson, first cab off the rank. She was sensational.
Champion.
Luke Potter, former NRL official. Absolutely fantastic as well. Great bloke. Loved to laugh. My mate, Joel Sugarcane.
Jolly.
That was a very spontaneous one where we got caught up in the moment.
Properly next year.
We got caught up in the moment and just decided to ring him, interrupted him in the middle of dinner, but whatever. James Hooper, Journo, of course. You know him from Backpage, Triple M as well, and of course
Telegraph.
His Telegraph work as well. He was absolutely fantastic. The good old Leichhardt boy. Erin Molan, too, a fantastic sport. She's had a great year as far as... raising her profile, guys, and she's a legend too.
Mm.
And of course, Bottle-O Racing, yes. currently third in the V8 Supercar Championship. David Reynolds,
what a legend!
What a champion!
Yeah.
Also to our great fans as well, including a few of our Twitter handle followers.
Let's run through their Twitter handles. Okay, and we'll try to sorry if we've forgotten anyone. It's not you haven't don't mean anything. We whacked these together just in the last 2 minutes, so. In no order of preference. At Aussie Jag, at Yes I Am Sancho, at Trav Marsh 8, at Ortho Eagle, at BJ O. Rosenberg, Hall of Fame member, at John Millwood, at Arnold Rimmer. Anyone else?
Joe Davola 76, Lunge Bar as well, Galpo 78, Kinson 88, that Jimmy Smith, of course.
Yes.
And Tracy from Bondi.
hand in hand.
Dr. Yobbo, Fantasy underscore NRL CEO, big fan, yeah. Jumped on during the year. At GLD299, who's bailed us out of a few awkward moments on Twitter and stuff like that.
Yep.
And new dad, I believe, so good on you, GLD. 299. Definitely not 298. He is the 299th GLD.
I hate that 298, like he's a wanker.
And Rochelle McDonald, who I actually mentioned earlier in the podcast as well. She's a fantastic follower as well. And finally,
let's do it.
The third member of Full Credit to the Boys, who hasn't really had much of an on-air presence, let's put it that way.
There's been a bit of a call, a bit of groundswell.
So I'd just like to say thank you for listening from myself, at Late Mailman on Twitter. You can get on there, follow me during the off-season. This guy to my right as well, at former underscore legend. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Merry Christmas. Stay safe. Enjoy the Melbourne Cup. I think there's anything else. Enjoy the cricket if you can. Shit teams. And
why don't we give the last word to Clive?
Clive, you always wanted this moment. This is your time. Take the microphone. What have you got to say?
Bye, guys. Have a good off-season.